Husbands, love your wives as... Strange as it is, some suggest that what Paul really meant in Ephesians 5:25 was no more than, "Husbands, love your wives as also saith the law," or "Husbands, love your wives as your associates or as your neighbor." In other words, they reduce the love of Christ in the husband to "don't hit her, don't starve her, don't freeze her." Really? Is that all there is to it? If so, why did Paul bring Christ into the equation at all? If this is all there is to it, why didn't Paul just say that? Why didn't he just say what he meant? We don't need master teachers skilled in the art of endless debate somehow explaining away the simple language of this wonderful phrase of Scripture. Husbands, love your wives. Now listen carefully to what Paul writes next. "Even as Christ also loved the ecclesia and gave himself for it." These words are so simple that a child can grasp them and their significance. It takes amazing effort to explain away their clarity. Surely we can learn much from Eden's garden as well as the Mosaic law in relationship to marriage. These are givens. But Paul unveils tremendous new ground for the husband-wife relationship. Christ. While it is suggested that the true meaning of these words are somehow limited to a few verses, verses 25 through 30, instead, as we've learned in an earlier section, the rich meaning of this phrase is actually to be understood in a broader context, taking us all the way back to the beginning of the chapter. The phrase, "and gave himself for it," looks back to verse 2. Paul plainly tells us what giving of Christ's love was for us. It was an offering and a sacrifice. The Concordant Version translates the Greek word rendered offering in the King James Version as approach present. An approach present was a gift offered to win another's favor. It was a humble, sacrificial act to enable the giver to draw near to the recipient. An approach present was not chocolates and flowers. It represented the most significant sacrifice on the part of the giver. So, according to Paul's own context, the husband's love is to be an approach present, an offering of himself to his wife. A whole new, never-before-known love was introduced by God through his Son. And it is that kind of love that the Father now has designed to be lived through husbands, a self-sacrificing love about which the law simply knew nothing about. Christ represents the pinnacle of love and sacrifice, and Paul dares to hold up Christ's love for the ecclesia as the model for the husband. What a glorious privilege and divine honor we husbands have been graciously granted.